Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way.
a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Abres camino, cumples promesas, luz en tinieblas, mi Dios, así eres tú. Milagroso, abres camino, cumples promesas, luz en tinieblas, mi Dios, así eres tú.
Aquí estás,
aquí estás.
Yeah.
apóstol. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. And the Lord wants you to know that. As I put it for each one of you in the chat room, be blessed in Jesus because you are. Because your faith in Him alone and being born by His Spirit, you have the blessing and favor of our Heavenly Father. Because you are very special to Him. Because you have not rejected His Son. But you've accepted his son, and you're very special. And for being very special, he has a very special event all planned for us. It's called the Blessed Hope, the Resurrection Rapture, the Day of Redemption. It is special for the ones who believe and trust his son, Jesus, our glorious Savior and King. Praise his wonderful name. Refresh your sons and daughters, Lord. Strengthen them. Know that they are not alone and that you will be with them. Whatever they face, you are able. Lord, you're able to save. You're able to deliver. You're able to heal, praise God. You have given us freedom from darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light. Glory to your name. You can give them comfort and peace, Lord, as they face these trials and tests and the times we're living, that you're watching over and protecting them, that you provide for them, Lord, that we need to protect, we need to trust you, Lord Jesus, in these days. Not man, but you, Lord. You, the one who cares about us and loves us, the one who has promised and has kept his word and not broken your word like man and the lying, deceitful one, Satan. You love us so much, Lord. Unconditional. Come as you are, the Lord said. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Hallelujah. Bless. Praise God for each one of you in the chat room. And everybody by phone and by Skype and Facebook and whichever way God has made a way. I tell you, brothers and sisters, almost can't contain yourself some of the stuff that God shows. And later in the service, I will be sharing something personal for us being God's children. And what he said and something that you relate to when I share it. But I've already shared with this. I can't right now. I've got to wait. But I can. Because it's some exciting. And as we were talking here in the chat room, yes, many things are happening. Things that are pointing to the Lord's coming for sure. I don't know if you heard that Natalie Bennett had a message about that the V, whatever you want to call it, will be mandatory in Israel. That anyone who does not have that, you pretty well just stay in your home. It's getting real, brothers and sisters. There it's happening. There was some other place that was talking about it. I'm not sure if it's South Africa. Some other places, it's really sad. And I know Sis Brenda was sharing that they said something soon that all first responders, nurses, and all have to have it here in the U.S. So that tells you how close we are. We know that this is not the mark. Because we as believers, born again believers, I don't even think the mark would, we wouldn't be here anyway for it, but I don't even think it would come on us. We have the seal of God. I think it would just melt off, or whatever. It wouldn't be on a child of God. Once you believe and trust Jesus, you're saved, eternally saved. I was thinking about that. And that's why, you know, that's not going to happen until we're out of here. Because we're sealed by the Holy Spirit, and the devil can't touch what is sealed by the Holy Spirit, your inner spirit, the real you, your eternal you. Amen? But praise God that that's happening. And, of course, as Brother Will saying, it's been raining where he's at, you know, day after day, and then we have other places of the world that are burning. And, you know, I was talking with Sis Brenda, and I think it's based on Romans 8, where it talks about the world groaning, the world lashing out. It's sinful man. It's set up. And then the other part of it is what men are doing and their evil ways and what they think they can do and what they're doing. And as they bring this, as we keep hearing climate change, but I know one brother, and he's pointing out, and he's showing things tremendously that's climate control. But, you know, they only can do what God allows. And many things are happening. And I'd pray it's opening people's eyes. that this world is not the same anymore. And you need to understand that it's dying. It's falling apart. It's shaking and rattling. And it's time to fall on your knees and call on Jesus. Because it's a matter of life and death. And it's not just physical I'm talking about. I'm talking about the serious one. Either eternal life, or God have mercy, a sinful eternal existence. I can't even imagine. God have mercy. And I want to ask this, Jeanette, is your family all right in the Philippines, sis? I heard about a 6.7 or 6.8 earthquake in the Philippines somewhere. I hope everything's okay, but we will pray for your family and the friends, whatever, in the Philippines. That was just coming. That was happening. This one, we would get ready to come on the Lord's Hour. I want to check with you if you didn't know or not, but I hope they're all right and others are there. The earth is really shaking. God is shaking this earth. As he said, I would shake it, not only the earth, but the heavens, because he loves his created children so much. He wants to get their attention. He really does. Hallelujah. 1 John 2, verse 27. As for you, the anointing, the special gift, the preparation which you received from him remains permanently in you, and you are no need of anything to teach you, but just as anointing teaches you, giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that's very important. And about all things is true and not a lie, just as the anointing has taught you. You must remain in him, being rooted in him and knit in him. Amen. Praise God. That's good. God has them in place strategically like he has each one of us. Thank you, Lord. That's good. That's good to hear. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. I hope y'all have had a good week. And the Lord's been good. I can share with you, we did go and visit that church. And I have to report to you, brothers and sisters, that it's a fellowship that's lined up with God's word, empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's a small little church, but people are really seeking Jesus by what I can see so far by the Pastor Victor. They might be here. I gave him a card to come and join us tonight. I ain't seen him here yet, but him and another young man named Darian and all the others at Grace Fellowship Church here in Dublin. And the other night we went Wednesday and they had we're doing a study on the book of Acts because they believe that that's how the church should be, led by the word of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Boy, you don't find those these days. So we're praying and see how God wants us to be part of this young fellowship. One thing I think, we're the older ones there. And it's funny this week, I don't know, at John 17 ministry, if you noticed that we were in the book of Timothy and Titus, talking about younger and older and how we are to be in Christ and how elders are supposed to be. So we have to pray about it. Well, thank you, Will. I appreciate your prayers. I thank God for all your prayers. It's good to see each one of you here tonight, each one. And as this, you know, comes, I still, the main ministries is here at the Lord's Hour and, you know, I've told them, you know, online ministry and John 17:17. That's the main thing that God's put on my heart, and I'll continue with that. So until the Lord comes, based on what I know, and until we have, you know, God makes a way and keeps making a way as they're trying to shut us down and stuff. But as long as, you know, we're here, we're going to serve the Lord the best of our ability with the help of the Holy Spirit for sure. Amen. Well, praise God. It is good. It's good to be here. So let's pray and get started. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We thank you for the revelation of your love that is through your word and for each other as we speak and share our hearts. And in your heart, Lord, that I'll share later with the brothers and sisters here tonight. Lord, it's so amazing what you think about us, about where we were and where we are now. And as we was looking at that devotion day and seeing devotion today and talking about what kind of love God has, the prodigal son, he wasn't looking at his sin. He wouldn't even give him a chance to get it out that about his failures and all, because his love was greater. That he saw that his son was in a kind of lifestyle that was leading to death. And then he turned, he repented and said, well, I can do better. I go home to the Father. And Lord, that's how that you see all your created children that need you, and that you have not counted their sins against them, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But the world would be reconciled, that we all be reconciled for what your son has done. We're very grateful. How much your arms are wide open and how much you love your children, and that you would have none of them perish, but do like the prodigal son. Unconditional love you have for us, oh Lord. And the people need to understand that and know that, because there is no other way. There is no other hope but you through your son, Jesus. Have you told us how it is? Oh Lord, I pray and we're grateful that we have received and accepted what you have given us. Now we pray for others, Lord. We pray that they have eyes to see and ears to hear. The Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit flows. Their spiritual eyes and ears, Lord, more than just the physical. But so important is the eternal one, Lord, the inner person, the inner man or woman that needs to be alive to have the life of God. And Father, that we share this truth and share that you're coming. The people need to know that. Because when you come for your church and bride, then judgment will come to this world for all who reject you. Oh, Lord, I pray they not reject you in whichever way that is, by their sin, by their religious ways or works or traditions that get in the way of God. But with that faith in you alone, Lord Jesus, born again by your Spirit, as you told us how it has to be, that you, that this is real. And humbly, we have to understand that you're in total control. And you've made it simple. But it is very serious, as everybody's only one breath away from eternity. And that we want them ready. We want them reconciled to you, Lord. And I pray that we share word that would lead them that way. And the word would encourage us. And refresh us, Lord, and strengthen us as we go through the times we're living, these very trying times. But, Lord, you're with us, and that we're learning that. And we're understanding more and more to trust you and not ourselves and not man, for sure. We see failures everywhere in every kind of different area. But we need to trust you, Lord. We need to trust you in these times for sure. We pray now, Lord, that watch over and protect us as we're here tonight. We thank you for the mighty angels of God that protect us from the evil one. We thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit who lives within us, and by the authority of your name, the enemy cannot penetrate the shield of faith that we have through you, Lord Jesus. That we have the helmet, the gospel of peace, our shoes, and the helmet of salvation, and the gospel of peace on our feet, Lord. And the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth. Yes, Lord. The armor. That we would serve you. And as the sword of the Spirit. To speak your word. As the Holy Spirit leads. And brings the word alive. And it will change life and heart. Because that's what you do. Because that's how much you love. And we give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, tonight, the first song is about this. Romans 12, verse 1 says, Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, because God shows you mercy, to present your bodies, dedicating all yourself, set apart, as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Not dead, but we're living. Glory to his name. Holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intellectual act of worship. Because you are a new creation, brothers and sisters. You're not your old self. You're a new creation. Oh, yeah, we still deal with this flesh. But God's word and power is greater. Understand that. And the greatest thing is his love that is poured out by the Holy Spirit, be able to be who God wants us to be. Amen? And the other scripture is 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed, gratefully praised, and adored, be the God and our and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of Father do we have? The Father of mercy and the God of all comfort. Receive that word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. That you understand what kind of mercies God has over and over. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Think of who you are is overwhelming. Hold me. How you hold me. Your compassion never ends.
Amen, Lord. Hallelujah.
Your mercies are new. Over and over, your mercies are new. Over and over, as surely as the morning comes. You're faithful, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing with every setting sun. You're faithful.
Hallelujah. He is. That's who he is.
Never failing.
Amen.
Every time I fall, you're there to catch me.
Look at this.
When I tried to run, your kindness chases me. Will you chase me? Your compassion never ends.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Your mercies are new. Over and over, your mercies are new. Over and over, as surely as the morning comes. You're faithful, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing with every setting sun. You're faithful. Favor will last for a lifetime. Your anchor will hold through the night. With every breath I will sing your love. Your love, your favor will last for his lifetime. Your anchor will hold through the night. With every breath I will sing of your love, your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. New every morning. Glory. Every day. Oh, hallelujah. His grace, his mercy, and his love is for each of you. Oh, praise God. Your favor will last for a lifetime. I believe it. I believe it. Your favor will last for a lifetime. Never failing. Never failing. Your favor will last for a lifetime. Oh, hallelujah. Favor will last for a lifetime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Oh, new over and over, your mercies are new, over and over, as surely as the morning comes. Your faithful, I'll sing of your love, over and over, I'll sing of your love, over and over I'll sing with every setting sun. Your faithful, your mercies are new, over and over your mercies are new, over and over as surely as the morning comes, your faithful, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing of your love. Over and over, I'll sing with every setting sun. Your faithful. Amen. He's faithful. He's faithful. You know how faithful he is, brothers and sisters? Even we're faithless, he's faithful. Understand, it's not dependent upon us except to believe and trust him. It's him. It's who he is. And we needed him. All people need him. Because without him, you can't be who God wants you to be. It's only through Christ. It's only through the Holy Spirit that we're able to be able to stand in these days that we live. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. That's a wonderful song. Wonderful song. Praise God. Over and over, his mercies are new. Amen. And we sing of his love. Oh, yeah. What love God has given us that he calls us sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Keep that theme. Keep thinking of that. And you'll see what I share later in the after the message. Praise God and get into the praise and worship. Hallelujah. All right, Sis Jeanette. Praise God, Sis. You want to come and share what God has put on your heart to worship the Lord tonight? Oh, we praise his holy name. It's good. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. You will be refreshed. You will have peace. You will be renewed. Because that's who he is, and that's how special you are to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that you make a way for callers to come in. I know there's some here usually. I pray in the name of Jesus. You open up the phone lines and watch over computers and everything in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord is always good, absolutely good.
Yes. It's good to come together.
Mercy endures forever.
Amen. I'm glad your family's safe.
Amen.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. We were praying because it said, you know, Philippines, I know you have family there. So I know there's many different islands and things, but 6.8 is pretty big earthquake. It, you know, depends how it goes. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You ready to share what God has for you to share to us by worship and praise tonight? I'll get it out of my mouth.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
My beloved is the Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at your ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon, oh, like a bride waiting for a groom. We'll be at church ready for you, where we are longing for a King. We sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming soon. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every hour longing for our King, we sing, like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church, we'll be ready for you. Every hour longing for our King, we sing, but so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen, sis. Amen. Our prayer and our song from our heart is that we pray for the Lord Jesus to come. Hallelujah. Our blessed hope. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
He's coming
Thank you
soon.
Too. He is. He is coming soon. Hallelujah. Praise God. He really is by all
thank
he's showing.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, sis. Praise God. We'll get back with you at the end of the service to bring the last song to finish up the service God's put on your heart. Amen.
Amen, brother. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, sis. Bye-bye.
Bless
all right.
You too. Bye.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God, brothers and sisters. Well, praise God. The Lord wants to know and understand a message about a firm and eternal foundation, Jesus Christ. As that old hymn goes, on the solid rock, Jesus Christ, we stand, and all other grounds are sinking sand. Well, brothers and sisters, we're seeing it clearly in the natural realm. But what's really happened in the spiritual realm is the ground is sinking under people's feet. They're rocking and they're quaking and they're falling apart because only the solid rock, Jesus, is where you can stand and have a firm and eternal foundation. Amen? Shalom, brothers and sisters. Glory to God in the highest, who has given us his grace, mercy, and love through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. What else did he give us? A promise to all who would believe, trust, and embrace his Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, praise God. In my regular Bible study of God's Word this week, we were in the book of Titus in chapter 2. The Apostle Paul shares with us about the nature and character we should be showing the world and fellow believers. We are to have a Christ-like character. This only comes one way, our faith in Jesus and born again by the Holy Spirit. Thank God. Amen. So in this message, it talks about how we are to act and to live young and old. Apostle Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, starts out with the women, young and old. Well, thank God for all the godly women we truly need. We need you in our lives, us men. My wife, Sis Brenda, has been what Paul says here. And for this message, God used her to help me to bring the message he has for us tonight. Amen? Most of the time, when the message comes to me, it is a word or sometimes a dream or even the week, something going on in the world or church or my own life. But this time, there was silence through these usual ways. So when I was getting ready to speak for the message, Brenda Holm, I told her, and she told me what she believed the Lord Jesus was telling her to tell me to get going on this message, to make you know and have comfort in peace in our firm eternal foundation, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The message came forth like a light bulb coming on, like a word of revelation seen clearly. I knew then what this message is about. Shalom, Sis Luna. Welcome, sis. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. I thank God for the love, the loving, caring wife he gave me. I pray he helps me to love and treat her as he has each of us, his church and bride. Amen. So men out there, we need to humble ourselves and listen to what our wives are saying to us, because it can be the Lord Jesus speaking through them too. Amen. So I wanted to share this with you and to let you know how close and personal the Lord Jesus is with us in our heart and life. And he has said and promised, I will never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Now, as we look around the world, what is happening more and more? Sinkholes. Why are they happening? Two main reasons. All the rain and kind of soil it is. Number two, the earth is moving and shaking. Now, of course, this is the physical example to what is going on in the spiritual realm. Honestly, what happens in the spiritual realm manifests in the physical. Jesus Christ spoke about this. Let's look. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Two foundations, only two foundations are available for each person, each created child of God. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man, a far-sighted, practical, sensible man who built his house on the rock. Oh, hallelujah. The rock of ages. And the rain fell, and the floods and the torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish, stupid man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great complete was its fall. Here Jesus Christ is talking about and teaching about two foundations. Of course, in the parable, so people can get the picture and understand. Well, the picture is in bright, is in clear in color right now. Very clear and in color. Technicolor almost, as you look and see what's happening around the world, as you see the roads falling, crushing down. You see holes, tremendous holes, sinkholes, all the foundations of this world crumbling. Of course, but when he speaks, he is speaking what his Father wants us to know. So yes, sheet got in there, blank sheet. So yes, in a practical way, this is truly coming to pass as these places of sinkholes in the world are opening up and sinking sand. Ground is giving way, and roads and homes are being damaged or destroyed. But what about the spiritual? What really is far more important than the things of this world? Do you see all the parts of life, from family to governments, falling apart? Do you see people confused and in chaos and rioting all over the world? Do we see the ways of men to God, not really changes life, but let them feel good in their sinful lifestyles and seeing it is all good? Have we seen churches, governments, and businesses all crumbling? What about family? Yes, we are all on of these. Yes, we are on all these things. We have all seen all this. Excuse me. We have all seen these things I have shared. Seeking sand. The not firm and eternal foundation is man's ways and Satan's lies. All they are doing is bringing heartache and pain. No true solution, just more power and control over you and your life. No real life or hope. Really no real answers, but pushing an agenda from hell to steal from you, destroy you, and kill you. Everything from the jab to the unrest and division in our countries and world is doing this. Jesus says, a house divided, a country divided will not stand but will fall. The other part of this, what do you do with God's people, the Jews? What do you try to do with this land too? There is either blessing or cursing in how you treat them. Or his land. Let's look. Amen. You too, Brother Benjamin. You too, praise God. We thank you. We thank you for sharing that, praise God. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now, in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, Go your way from your country and from your relatives. And from your father's house, and to the land which I'll show you, and all will make, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you abundantly. And God's done that. And make your name great, exalted, and distinguished. The center of the world, the center of attention these days, Israel and Jerusalem, a place no bigger than New Jersey, they say. Amazing, isn't it? And you shall be a blessing, a source of great good to others. What people need to hear is God's word and understand what's happening. If they would do what God says, and then here's his other word, and he keeps his word. And I will bless and do good for benefit those who bless you. And then here's the other part. And I will curse, that is, the subject to my wrath and judgment, the ones who curses, despises, dishonors, or has contempt for you. And in you all the families, nations of all of the earth will be blessed. You see all the people that are involved in this two-state solution and pushing it. And they all want, the nations that want Israel gone. Have you seen what's been happening in their country? Have you seen the major floods in countries like Iran, Turkey, all these places, even the desert places? All these different places that are against Israel? What about here lately, that's what I heard, China turning their back on Israel. Russia, fires, floods. You don't mess with God's land. You don't mess with God's people. Because here's the truth of his word, and it's coming to pass. This is a big determining factor to what kind of foundation you are to have. The foundation of blessing or cursing. But what I see in this world, many have chosen the one of the falling one, the cursing. God have mercy. God have mercy. And then you got them out there thinking they can fix it. Because he's lied to them thinking that this is going to be a utopia. And like so-called his heaven on earth. And he's just lying through his teeth. And a lot of them are, God have mercy, falling hook, line, and sinker. And they're just making it worse. Well, let me get this page moved here. It's still sticking. There we go. Okay, here we go. So by saying all this, saying this, let's get to what really matters, you and God. That's right, Brother Benjamin. I mean, the floods have been terrible in China. I mean, cars out there like little bobbers on a fishing line. It's unreal. I mean, it really is. What kind of relationship do you have with the only firm and eternal foundation there is for all I have spoken about to yourself? By God's word, know this, all other grounds or ways of men are like sinking sand. God is showing us clearly as he is shaking all that can be shaken. Only one foundation is firm and eternal, brothers and sisters. That foundation is our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. On the solid rock which we stand, all other grounds are sinking sand. Amen? We are seeing it and knowing that this is true. Nothing is working. All is wishy-washy. Nothing firm and solid to know and believe except the truth of God's word. Amen? This message is to all who believe and trust in Jesus Christ. Know this. All the ground around you of this world is crumbling and sinking. But you, born-again believer, take heart and know your firm and eternal foundation, Jesus Christ, is a rock of ages solid and true. We are firmly standing on his words and promises to us, even when the storms come and the waves rages and the winds blow. We still stand and make it home to heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Know this great truth and comfort. He who is the firm, eternal foundation, Jesus Christ, had laid this foundation for us with his life and blood and given us one who will lead and guide us home, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 John 1:5-9. This the message which you have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not know the truth. That's true. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Glory to his name. And if we sin, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in it. Because if we said we had no sin, why we need a Savior? But that's why we need a Savior. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that word, brother. Hallelujah. So the definition of foundation, the basis or groundwork of anything, the act of founding, setting up and establishing. Praise God. The Father has done this through his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives now. Amen? Now, by his mighty living word to us. 2 Samuel 22, verse 8. Understand and hear this is happening. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of heaven trembled and were shaken because he was angry. Can you say this is happening in our world today? The answer is yes. Very clear. Confirmed in the New Testament, too, about the last days. Amen. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. The unshaken kingdom. That's the kingdom you're part of as a born-again believer in Christ. See to it that you do not refuse to listen to him who is speaking to you now. For if those sons of Israel did not escape and refused to listen to him who warned them on earth, revealing God's will, how much less will we escape if we turn our backs on him who warns from heaven? His voice shook the earth at Mount Sinai then, but now he has given a promise saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the starry heavens. Now this expression, yet once more, indicates the removal and the final transformation of all those things which can be shaken, that is, of that which has been created, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, praise God, let us show gratitude and offer to God pleasing service, acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is indeed a consuming fire. What's being shaken is all the kingdoms of men, all the kingdoms of the people of this earth and the fallen one, Satan. The kingdoms of darkness are being shaken by Almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, are part of the unshaken kingdom of Almighty God. The firm and eternal foundation of this kingdom is his Son, Jesus Christ, who we believe, trust, and embrace. Amen? You do not want to be part of the kingdom that will be shaken from its foundation. Kingdoms of men and Satan's kingdom too. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Haggai 2, 6 and 9, chapter 2, verse 6 and 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations. And the desire of all the nations, shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Good word. Amen. Thank you for sharing, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Job 22, verse 16, men who were snatched away before their time, whose foundations were poured out like a river. Not very firm foundation to be poured out like a river, is it? This is happening all over the world. Everything men, women have built their foundation on is being poured out and swept away like a river. God have mercy. I pray what people are seeing going on in the world, they will turn to the firm and eternal foundation of God, Jesus Christ. Amen? Psalm 11, the whole chapter of Psalm 11, Let me get a drink, praise God. In the Lord, I take refuge and put my trust. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked are bending the bow. They take aim with their arrow on the string to shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations of the godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyes lay a test the children of men. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. And his soul hates the malevolent one who loves violence. Upon the wicked godless, he will rain coals of fire, fire and brimstone, and dreadful scorching wind will be the portion of their cup of doom. For the Lord is absolutely righteous. He loves righteousness, virtue, morality, justice. The upright shall see his face. So based on what your foundation is, by what you believe and trust, in there are two different results. Man's and Satan's foundations bring God's fire and brimstone forever. Number two, God's foundation through Jesus Christ brings God's trust in our refuge. Amen. Psalm 82, verse 5. The rulers do not know, nor do they understand. They walk all in darkness, a complacent satisfaction. All the foundations of the earth, fundamental principles of the administration of justice, government, courts, are shaken. This is truly happening. And you, brothers and sisters, do not want to be part of this or listen to these foolish thinking stands of rulers and government over what God said to us about believing and trusting him. Amen? Proverbs 10, verse 25. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Again, a very clear contrast in destiny for ones with a firm and everlasting foundation in Jesus Christ, or the ones whose foundation is in this fallen world and man. Amen. The next two scriptures clearly shows about what foundation most families and homes have these days. Not all, praise God, but many. Proverbs 14, verse 1. The contrast of the upright and the wicked is the caption for this word. The wise woman builds her house on the foundation of godly precepts and household thrives. But the foolish one who lacks spiritual insight tears it down with her own hands by ignoring godly principles. What is a home and family? Her house supposed to be built on? What is her home and family, her house supposed to be built on? Godly precepts. Amen. What does it mean? What does it seem most are built on now? Tearing it down with your own hands and ways? Foolish ones are doing this. Why? The lack of spiritual insights from God's word, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Proverbs 24, verse 3. Through skillful and godly wisdom, a house, a life, a home, a family is built. And by understanding, It is established on a sound and good foundation. This Proverbs gives us the blueprint for our families and home. Established on a sound and good foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Therefore, the Lord God says this. Listen carefully. I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for the secure foundation firmly placed. He who believes, who trusts in, relies on, and adheres to that stone will not be disturbed or give way in sudden panic. From our last message and lesson, listen carefully. God has laid a precious cornerstone for the secure foundation for each of us. What do you have to do to have it? He who believes, trusts in, relies on, adheres to that stone will not be disturbed, or give way to sudden panic. Amen. The Messiah, the Son of God. Yeshua Jesus. Luke 6, 45 through 49. The insignificant good man produces what is good and honorable and moral out of a good treasure stored in his heart. And the intrinsical evil man produces what is wicked and depraved out of the evil in his heart. For his mouth speaks from the overflow of his heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a far-sighted, practical, sensible man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. Hallelujah. And when the flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house, and yet could not shake it because it had been built securely and founded on the rock. But the one who has merely heard and has not practiced what I say, it's like a foolish man who has built his house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it and immediately collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. A new word that speaks volume to what the Lord Jesus is saying about here. The only firm and eternal foundation is he. All who believe and trust and embrace him as Savior and Lord. As he explains here in Luke, what he says here, all the other grounds, there is no foundation because they just crumble and fall anyway. Amen? But I want to share this new word to me. What is its definition? Intrinsical. Based, I can say. It's intrinsically. And what it means is by nature, as a necessary or inseparable element or quality. As the Lord Jesus talks about and teaches about the good and righteous man who trusts and believes in him, and the wicked, evil man who does not. Then you see why this word is so important. By nature, as a necessary or inseparable element or quality, we as born-again believers with this firm, eternal foundation in Christ, this is what is in our heart and flows out of our heart. Good, honorable, and moral. From the treasure that God has given us, his own life and character, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Now those who do not have the foundation of Jesus Christ, then this is what you are by the Savior's own words of truth. Evil men produces what is wicked and depraved, evil in his heart, for his mouth speaks from overflow of his heart. Are you seeing this? Are you hearing this loud and clear as they speak, spewing out such vile and evil, wicked thoughts like from the pit of hell? God have mercy. Amazing. What the Holy Spirit reveals to us for such a time as this. We are not caught off guard. Amen? Acts 16, verse 26. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundations of the prison were shaken, and at once all the doors opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. What an earthquake that was. And the prison didn't fall. But it was shook off its foundation. How can that be? Because God is able. He's greater than any of the natural physical things in this world. Yes, your Heavenly Father can shake foundations to get people's attention and to set his children free too. Amen? Praise God. Oh, praise God. It's hard here. Woo. Paul talking to Corinthians. Ends up being the whole chapter when I kept going through here. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 11. The caption for this word is foundations for living. But let's start. Let me mark it here. It always shows the chapter instead of the verse. Verse 1. However, brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as to spiritual people, but only as worldly people dominated by human nature, mere infants in the new life in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not able to receive it. Even now, you are still not ready. You are still worldly, controlled by ordinary impulses, sinful capacity. For as long as there is jealousy, strife, and discord among you, are you not unspiritual? And are you not walking like ordinary men, unchanged by faith? For when one of you says, I am a disciple of Paul, and another, I am a disciple of Apollos, are you not proving yourself unchanged, just ordinary people? You dislike the rest of the religious world? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? What is each one of us? Just servants through whom you believed in Christ, even as the Lord appointed to each his task. I planted, Apollos watered, but God all the while was causing the growth. So neither is the one who plants nor the one who waters anything, but only God who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one in importance and esteem, working toward the same purpose. But each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, his servants working together. You are God's cultivated field, his garden, his vineyard, God's building. Ah, and to have a building, you have to have a firm and eternal foundation to be God's building. According, verse 10, according to the remarkable grace of God, which was given to me to prepare me for my task, like a skillful master builder, I laid a foundation, and now another is building on it. But each one must be careful how he builds on it. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one who's already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Wow. So many have been trying to lay their own foundations, and they will all crumble and fall. Man's way to God will not be accepted for salvation and eternal life. For no one, no being, no created person can lay a foundation which is firm and eternal. The one which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he continues, 1 Corinthians 3, 12 through 14. Hallelujah. Hear God's word. But if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clearly shown. For what is it? For the day of judgment will disclose it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire will test the quality and character and the worth of each person's work. If any person's work, which he has built on this foundation, that is, any outcome of his effort remains and survives the test, he will receive a reward. But if any person's work is burned up by the test, he will suffer the loss of his reward. Yet he himself will be saved, but only as one who has barely escaped through fire. Even Peter said that, talking about if the righteous barely can be saved, what comes about of the unrighteous? How firm and eternal is this foundation? How firm and eternal is this foundation? How powerful is the foundation of our life by his love and righteousness? Enough. Even if everything you have done in this life is burned up, but even then, you will still be saved. Amen? God's love has overcome the fall of man. But I would pray most of us who believe in trust and embrace our Savior and coming King want to serve him well and let his will and purpose be in our lives, in hearts, to his glory. Amen? Not just to receive rewards, but to lay them at his feet to praise him and thank him all he has done for us, even to be able to do this. Amen? Hallelujah. And then the last part of the chapter, 1 Corinthians 3, 18 through 23. As the Holy Spirit leads, this whole chapter is so powerful about a firm and eternal foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen? Listen to what Paul says. Let no one deceive himself. We're talking about letting Jesus said, no one deceive you. Now he said, don't let anyone be deceived by yourself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool. Discarding his worldly perdition and acknowledging his lack of wisdom. Amen to that. So that he may become truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness. All the wisdom of man and the fallen one is foolishness. Absurdity, stupidity before God. For it is written in Scripture, he is the one who catches the wise and clever in their own craftiness. Hallelujah. Again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the humanly wise, that they are useless. Some people need to get a hold of that. So let no one boast in men about their wisdom or having this or that, one as a leader, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all things are yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. So, man and his so-called way and temporal foundation that is crumbling right before our eyes, we, as born-again believers, look to and stand upon the only firm and eternal foundation, Jesus Christ. All others are just temporal sinking sand. Amen? Praise God. 1 John 5:1. Everyone who believes with a deep abiding trust in the fact that Jesus is the Christ, hallelujah, the Messiah, the anointed that he is born of God. Thank you, Lord. Born by your spirit, praise God. That is, reborn from above. Hallelujah, Lord. Spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for what? Our purpose? No, his purpose. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born of him. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God for that word. 1 John 5:4-8. Thank you, Lord. What great words, encouragement that you're giving us. Everyone born of God is victorious. Amen. And overcomes the word. Overcomes the world, not the word. The world. Get my mouth going right. Overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continued persistent faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world. It is the one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, that is he who came through water and blood, his baptism and his death, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by the water and the blood. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. He is the essence and the origin of truth itself, praise God. For there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are in agreement. Their testimony is perfectly consistent. Amen. That's who God is. Glory. Thank you for that word, praise God. Thank you, praise God. Good word, sis. Hallelujah. As the Lord moves upon his people to be all part as God leads. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:4. Just as in his love, the motivating factor of God is his love, he chose us. You, me, brothers and sisters, in Christ, actually selected us for himself as his own. Oh, praise God. Before the foundation of the world. Oh, isn't that amazing? So that we would be what? Holy. That is consecrated, set apart for him, purpose-driven, and blameless in his sight, in love. That was the will. That was the purpose of God. That's what he intended for Adam and Eve. And now he's made it possible, praise God, has made it happen through his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. How long has God loved you and known you? He chose us in Christ, actually selected us for himself as his own before the foundation of the world. All you can say to that is, wow. Amen. Wow. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He is. And he will strengthen you, setting you on a firm foundation, and will protect and guard you from the evil one. Hallelujah. The Lord is greater than the evil one. He's greater than all the hordes of hell. Whatever they throw at us, brother, sister. God is greater. Amen. For such a time as this, believe and trust God's word and promises, brothers and sisters. This truth and this promise is for us right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to the Lord tonight. 1 Timothy 3:15. In case I'm delayed, so that you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar in the foundation of the truth. What is the household of God? Which is the church of the living God supposed to be right now? The pillar in the foundation of truth. We are to stand for the truth because we are on a firm and eternal foundation of Jesus Christ. The truth is greater than any lies or deception of man and Satan. We are to stand on the truth and not back away from it, but of course in love, but in boldness by the Holy Spirit too. So many people need to know the truth and understand that how simple the gospel of grace is, but how much it costs God and how serious it is to him, how serious it is to each of us as created children, that you're only one breath away from eternity and God wants you ready for eternity. And the only way you can be ready for eternity is cry out to Jesus, is to believe, trust, and embrace his son, knowing that he is the Son of God and he is your personal Savior. That's what God is saying in these last days. Praise God. So is it these buildings that man builds? No, it is not. The people of God, the body of Christ, God's pillar and foundation of truth lives in us. Let us live and express this in our life. Amen? Praise God. 1 Timothy 6:18-20. Remember, Paul is talking to these young men that he counts them as like his sons, Timothy and Titus. And he wants them to know because he's getting ready to finish up what God's called him to do and go home. And he's pouring out his heart, just like Peter was pouring out his heart and John, led by the Holy Spirit, and wanted all us to know, not just the ones there, but the ones who would come by them spreading the word and down through the ages. It has come in our time. Praise God. Verse 18, instruct them to do good and to be rich in good works, not things, to be generous, willing to share with others. In this way, storing up for themselves enduring riches of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life, the life and purpose that God intended for each of us. Not the goods of this world. Store up, but the things of God, who inspires us to do the things we need to do to have a good foundation for the future. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 4:3. For we who believe, oh, hallelujah, how important is that about believing? That is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. So we have his inner peace now because of our confidence in our salvation. Hallelujah. Peace past all understanding. How can this be? This is too easy. How can this be? We've got to do something. We've been called to believe, to trust and embrace Jesus, the Son of God. Now, because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power, just as he has said, I swore an oath in my wrath, They shall not enter my rest. That he said, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. The ones who do not believe, trust and embrace Jesus, they shall not enter his rest. God of mercy. Although his works were completed, just as Jesus said at the cross, it is finished from the foundation of the world. He is waiting for all who will believe. Then, when that time comes, then he will come for all of us who have believed, trusted, and embraced the firm and eternal foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's when he'll come. Praise God. Hebrews 11, verse 10. For he was waiting expectantly and confidently, looking forward to the city which has foundation as eternal heavenly city, whose architect and builder is God. Now, you know that city. I mean, you know that city and the foundation of that city are going to be perfect and will not crumble and fall. Do you know that God is the architect and builder of us, brothers and sisters? He is, and not man. What man builds will crumble and fall forever. But what God builds is firm and eternal. The foundation for us is his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Your feet are set on a firm foundation for all eternity. Jude 1, verse 20. But you, beloved, build yourself up on the foundation of your most holy faith, because it is, because Jesus makes that way, and he is righteous, holy, and perfect. Continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, hallelujah, until we get to heaven, amen. Pray in the Holy Spirit, glory to God. Hallelujah, the Spirit leads you. Yes, and amen. Let us do this, brothers and sisters, in the power of the Holy Spirit. A warning to all right now, listening tonight and in the archives. You have to have the firm and eternal foundation, a firm and eternal foundation of salvation and life through Jesus Christ. Let's look at God's warning. Look at God's word and warning to all. Revelation 13, verse 8. All the inhabitants of the earth will fall down and worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written since the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain as a willing sacrifice. If your name is not written in the book of life, the book of Jesus Christ written by his own blood, then you will fall down and worship him, the beast of hell, representing the evil one, Satan. When this happens, you will be damned forever, because you will take his mark of ownership, because you believe and trust and embrace the one who God tells you now will steal, kill, and destroy you to hell and the lake of fire. Take heed and repent. Turn to Jesus Christ for a firm, eternal foundation of salvation and eternal life and not death. Amen. You know, I heard a pastor today and sharing somebody, I guess, talking about the mark and the jab, the mark and everything. But brothers, sisters, there won't be nothing misleading or deceptive when it comes to the place of the mark in the tribulation. They will know. They will know what they're doing. They will know who they're worshiping. And they are being deceived by the one who says that he is the Messiah. But he is not. He's a fake and a phony and a liar and deceiver. But God have mercy. They will know. And they will know who they have rejected. And if they take that mark, that damnable mark, they'll know it for all eternity. We'll pray for her, Sister Luna. We'll pray for her. God can protect his people. I know it's not. We'll pray. That's the best thing we can do, and I pray that she calls out to Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 10 and 11, excuse me. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission, and those that are heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that everyone will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, that will happen. Yes, that will happen. Everyone. Everyone. Hallelujah. Pine needle tea, huh, Brother Benjamin? Hallelujah. I would probably say another thing would be good is silver. Silver is a tremendous immune enhancer. What's it called? It's silver, but there's a new one. It's even stronger. Ultimate, or it's something, you know, that makes it even, it's like a stronger silver. Yeah, that's another thing. That's good. Listen to what Brother Benjamin's saying and what I'm telling you about the mineral. I think it's the mineral silver, and it's tremendous immune enhancer. It's a major healer. But, of course, we'll pray and pray that God delivers her. I don't know where she's at. Oh, really? That's awesome. Isn't that something? Did that catch God off guard? No, it didn't. Even whatever they're doing, God has something in his creation to combat it, don't it? Hallelujah. Amen. I'll pass it on to the ones that, you know, my family has taken the silly thing too. Thank you for that good word, Brother Benjamin and Sis Erica. Pine needle tea. What a deal that is, isn't it? Hallelujah. You get it like at a herb store, right? Hallelujah. That is awesome. Pine needle tea. All right. All right. Don't get out there too loud and say it, because they'll try to take it away and hide it. I mean, get rid of it. But the Lord is able. That's good. That's good wisdom. Write that down. Pine needle tea. I have to ask my herbologist about that. But praise God, we're not. I mean, we ain't gonna need, because we ain't gonna take the you know, jab. I don't think the Lord's gonna put us in a place where we're gonna face that. I don't know how far the tests are gonna go and what we gonna, you know, face, but I know we will not face the beast and the mark. I know the Lord's coming for his church and bride before that. And it'll be a little, like I said, it'll be a little encouragement here a little later after the message about when to get to the praise song and what the Father was revealing to me. It's awesome. It really is. It's pointing the time we're living. All right, let's look at, as we see, heavy and strong words for such a time as this, but sometimes it is needed because it is truth of God's word. There is one and only foundation you can believe and trust and embrace, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life. That is it, period. Amen. Revelation 21, verse 14. Look at these scriptures. See what we're going to look, I mean, what we're looking forward to. I mean, it's amazing what God has in store for us. Revelation 21, verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones. And on them, the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, Christ. Wow, isn't that something? Wow. What a magnificent city and foundations with the names of the 12 apostles of the Lord Christ. Amen. Revelation 21, verse 19. The foundation stones of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. I don't know that one. And the fourth, emerald. Wow. And amazing. Can't wait to see all that God has in store for us. Amen. Just wanted to include this about foundation. We will see in our eternal future because of our faith, trust in the firm and eternal foundation of God's Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life. Amen. So we know and we see by God's word all other so-called foundations of man in this world, all the ways and lies of Satan, foundation leads to death and hell. Amen. Okay. Praise God. And three cups daily, if anybody that wants that, okay? Of course, three pine needles, right? Oh, 3 teaspoons of fresh pine needles. Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah. Wow, that's powerful. But God, right? But God. So we know and see by God's word, all other so-called foundation of man in this world, all the ways in the lies of Satan's foundation lead to death and hell. All grounds and temporal foundations will crumble and fall and will not be accepted by God the Father for salvation, eternal life. As you see this, then, what is the answer and the solution for this? But God, He has a firm and eternal foundation for you and me. The foundation is the firm and eternal foundation of the chief cornerstone of the temple of God, you and me. He is the rock of ages. The pillar of God's truth for us who were lost and dying in our sin is this: to believe, trust, and embrace the foundation and the solid rock, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life. It is all that He has done in who He is, that He is the architect, and builder to each of us who do believe and trust and love Him, as He has always loved us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's exciting, sis. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, brother, for that information. Two powerful words. Finish this very encouraging word for us who know and believe that the foundation we have is firm and eternal for such a time as this. Amen. Two powerful words from God's word. Ephesians 2, verse 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Himself as a chief cornerstone. Do you know anything about the chief cornerstone? It's the one that keeps the building up. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen, and the funny thing is, have you ever seen a chief cornerstone? It looks like a cross. Is anybody else, can anybody else hear? Hello? Praise God? Okay. Well, Sister Jeanette got to come out and then come back. So the sound is still good? Okay. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. We'll let Sister Jeanette, let her come back here in a minute here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Amen. Thank you. I guess it's Sister Jeanette. Yeah, the world and the enemy, they always try to cause problems, tremendously on problems having at YouTube and other resources that we use. But God makes a way. He's greater. And he makes a way. Hallelujah. Hey, all right. Can you hear now, sis? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you can hear now, sis? Yes. All right. There we go. Okay. Talking about that he's a chief cornerstone, and I was saying that the chief cornerstone, holds the foundation together. It's the main strong stone. And the other thing is, have you ever seen a chief cornerstone? They look like a cross. They look like a cross. This is God's way to build a firm and eternal foundation. And Christ Jesus himself, as the chief cornerstone, holds it all together and keeps it from falling forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The last scripture, wisdom to all of us for such a time as this. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God, which he has laid, stands sure and unshaken, despite attack, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. Hallelujah. He knows you. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord stand apart from the wickedness and withdraw from wrong going on, from the wrong going. The firm and eternal foundation of God, which he has laid sure and unshaken despite attack, bearing his seal. The Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, until the day of redemption, on that day you will be given your glorified eternal body because of the foundation you have now in Jesus Christ. Amen forever. Consider the cost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To obey is better than sacrifice. The heart skin than that of ram. For what will a man give for his own life? Houses or money or land? There's a way that seems right to you, but in the end it leads only to death. But come on to him, all you are weary. Come, and you will find rest. Consider the cost of building a tower.
It's a narrow way that you must come for to do the will of the Father is to follow the Son. Hallelujah. To love him more than father or mother. Love him more than even our own flesh. To give all that you are for all that he is the gospel according to Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, Lord. Many will say, Lord, on that day, look what we've done in your name. We prophesied before many miracles. And Lord, even then demons obey. And then he will declare unto them the most terrifying words of truth. To say, heart for me, you workers of iniquity, for I have never known you. Consider the cost of building a tower. It's the narrow way that you must come for to do the will of the Father, to follow the Son. Hallelujah. We love him more than father or mother. We love him more than even our own flesh. To give all that you are for all that he is. This is the gospel according to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now hear this one. Oh, foolish man, have you built on the sand, trusting in your goodness to save? For when the rain falls and the flood breaks the wall, you will be swept away. But blessed is he who builds on the rock, who took Jesus as a Lord to save. For when the rain falls, it will endure it all, standing firm in his grace. Hallelujah. Sitting on the cross, building a tower. Zero. It's a narrow way that you must come for the will of the Father, follow the Son. Hallelujah. We love him more than father or mother. We love him more than in our own flesh. To give all that you are for all that he is. It's the gospel according to Jesus. To give all that you are for all that he is, the gospel according to Jesus. Amen. It really is, brothers and sisters. It really is. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. It really is. It's all about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the firm and eternal foundation that will never fail. It will never crumble. It will never fall. Man's will, Satan's will,
They'll all be shaken. But we're part of a kingdom that is unshakable. Foundations that will last forever. And the greatest one is the Son of God, the chief cornerstone of this building that God has built. That you are the temple of the living God, not buildings, mausoleums, cathedrals, synagogues. No, you are the temple of the living God now. He lives within our life, in our heart, by his Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you are in the Father's house. Oh, hallelujah. You find it here. Yeah, there. Oh, got to go to the other section. Sorry. Praise God. We were singing this one at church third Sunday. I thought it was really good. The Father's house. Be encouraged. Know who your Father is, and you are to him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory! Hallelujah! Sometimes on this journey, I get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is the canvas for your strength. My story isn't over. My story's just begun. There you won't define me because what my Father does. Yeah, you won't define me because what my Father does. Whoa, lay your burdens down. Oh, here in the Father's house, check your shame at the door, cause it won't welcome any, it's not welcome anymore. Ooh, in your Father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. One who built it. Glory. With his mighty Holy Spirit. Revels not in the end game, the journey you are. You never want it perfect, just want it, my heart. And the story isn't over if the story isn't good. A failure's never final when the Father's in the room. A failure's never final when the Father's in the room. Whoa, lay your burdens down. Whoa, here in the Father's house. Check your shame at the door, cause it ain't welcome anymore. Whoa, you're in the Father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Home. The helpless find home. Love is on the move when the Father's in the room. Prison doors fling wide. The dead come to life. Love is on the move when the Father's in the room. Miracles take place. The cynical find faith. And love is breaking through when the Father's in the room. The Jericho walls are quaking. The strongholds now are shaking. Love is breaking through when the Father's in the room. I said, love is breaking through when the Father's in the room. Ooh, lay your burdens down. Whoa, here in the Father's house. Check your shame at the door, cause it ain't welcome anymore. Whoa, in the Father's house. Yeah, lay Father's house. Ooh. Amen. Ooh. In the Father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, here's the part I wanted to tell you about. Let me stop this and get this song set up. And think about when you were in school, okay? Remember when you was in school, what would you get in trouble for? Running in the halls. That's what the father said to me. He said, son, buddy, you remember the days of your schooling? I said, yes, Lord. He says, remember what happened when you run in the halls? I said, yes, Lord, we'd get in trouble or detention. Hallelujah. He said, not in my halls, you don't. No, I know how much you want to be with me. You can run in the halls of heaven. You are my children. I love you. I want my arms are open wide as you run and jump into them. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Be encouraged as you hear the words of the song and talking about us being caught up and caught up and caught up and come into the halls of heaven in the presence of our Savior and our Father. Hallelujah. This is called the halls of heaven. Rejoice. You are God's children. And you can run in his halls because he wants you to. Because you're going to be so excited. You're going to be jumping up and down. You're going to be, oh, it was so exciting when he said, you know, something like that. You know, it's personal. You know, we ran, you know, if you run in the halls, you go to detention, you know, or stop, or whatever it was, you know. Not in God's halls. Called halls of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, the Lord wants you to have some fun. Glory. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Caught up. Amen. We get caught up. Amen. Yes. We get caught up. Fly away. Hallelujah. Your presence. Come on now. Sound. Holy. How holy. The held open in the halls of heaven. We come running in the halls of heaven. We come running. Oh, that's running in the halls of heaven. Amen. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome? Glory. Amen, sis. Praise God. Yes. Doors wide open in the halls of heaven, we come running in the halls of heaven, we come running in the halls of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Come on now. Face to face. Hallelujah. Our Savior and our King. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. Boldly. Faith to faith. It's the glory of God. Amen. Heart to heart. With the one that we love. Faith to faith. With the glory of God. Amen. Heart to heart. With the one that we love. Faith to faith. With the glory of God. Heart to heart. With the one that we love. Come on now. A child up in heaven. Moving on. Is it all of heaven. Doors wide open. Moving on. It's the halls of heaven. We come a-running. We come a-running in the halls of heaven. We come a-running. All times running in the halls of heaven. We come a-running. He come running in the halls of heaven. Come running. We stop running in the halls of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that a glorious word? From the Lord, your Father, who loves you so much, how personal that is, that there won't be an angel there, so stop running. No. Habakkuk 3:18, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in victorious God of my salvation. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Praise God. Shout it. Praise God. And hallelujah, by the word of God, the other word. Let me get it here. Praise God, Isaiah chapter 40. Listen to the word of God. You tell me where you can do this, and you can do this continually by his word. Way down here. Isaiah 40, 30 to 31. Now look at the contrast. Even youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, especially in this flesh, right? But those, verse 31, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and we will fly away, brothers. We will rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. Where's that going to happen? The rapture, the day of redemption. The twinkle of the eye, all that God says it's going to be. And then what does it say? As it confirms what the Father said, they will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired because you will have your new body. You'll be resurrected in a glorified body. And you know what you're going to be able to do? You're going to be able to run in the halls of heaven. Let's hear it again. Here you go. One more time. Because of this, by God's word. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Amen. Caught up. Yes. Get caught up. Yes. Face to face. Amen. To your presence. Amen. Holy of holies. Amen. Halls of heaven. We come a-running. We come a-running in the halls of heaven. We come a-running. We come a-running in the halls of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. We're going. Fly away. Like wings of eagles. Come a running. To heaven. Holy of holies. Doors wide open. Halls of heaven. We come a-running, we come a-running in the halls of heaven. We come a-running, come a-running in the halls of heaven. Hallelujah! By the truth of his word, glory, rejoice, amen. Declare it. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Face to face with the glory of God. Heart to heart. To the one that we love. Faith to faith. With the glory of God. Hallelujah. Heart to heart. With the one that we love. Faith to faith. With the glory of God and heart to heart with the one that we love. Like a child up in heaven going through the halls and the throne of heaven. Doors wide open. The halls of heaven, we come running, we come running in the halls of heaven, we come running, we come running in the halls of heaven, come running, we come running in the halls of heaven, we come a-running, stop running in the halls of heaven. Amen. Why can't we stop running, brothers and sisters? because of the scripture. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Because you have your resurrected and glorified body. Everything that God has promised. In the halls of heaven, even. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Get to our time of prayer here. Prayer time. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And encouraging words tonight. And as the Holy Spirit leads what I have and what the Lord has given Brother Benjamin and Sister Jeanette and others that they share, and the wisdom of the natural things that God has created to help against the evil things of the enemy, that God has a simple way that we can understand, and it's by something he created. Isn't it awesome? Boy, we should have been listening to God for a long time, right? We sure are learning. We are sure learning now. Okay, that we pray for all the, you know, family members, as Sister Luna has said about her mom, for healing and protection. You know, I have, you know, family, my son, I'm not sure, my daughter-in-law, they've taken one of the jab. I don't know if they've taken any of the others. Oh, I mean, how foolish is it you think about it, that this is being made, but that's because you don't know the truth and you're motivated by fear. That's part of the nature of fallen man. And they are fearful because they're not ready for eternity if they don't know Jesus. And that's the greatest thing we need to pray, is prayer, salvation and life for our loved ones. You know, pray for true salvation and life. For family. Amen. Okay. All right, sis. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. We'll pray for you. Okay. All right. We'll pray for Sister Jeanette. All right. I know that's reading. I'm telling you what. Yes, we will. We will, sis. Hallelujah. I can give you a praise report, brothers and sisters. It went well with Sis Brenda and the closing of her job at the place she worked. And God's opened another door now that she starts Monday helping the older people that are staying home. And God's opened a door that she can minister to them. Isn't that amazing? The Lord is good. We would pray for wisdom and favor because we're trying to get Sis Brenda's 401k out and put it in our bank, or what the Lord leads us to do. And see, they said they'd be, you know, wouldn't be a problem, but we definitely want to get it out after we saw how the market went down. You know, the amazing thing about that is that when we did it, it was set up for the day of the 16th and not the day when the thing crashed. Isn't that awesome? I mean, it will be by the numbers of the 16th when everything was good, and then it crashed the other day. I mean, the Lord is awesome. He's able, and, you know, to provide. He's able to intervene in our lives. It's absolutely amazing what God does, and you just see it happen, you go, really? Wow. I mean, that's amazing. That's awesome. And it's really motivated her one of her best friends, who's a believer. Now she's helping the elderly people. You know, God's made a way. Father, I pray you would help Brother Benjamin be able to stay in the chat room. Make a way for him, Lord, to be part of this fellowship, and that you would open the door of the chat room and his computer and make a way, Father, because I know you're able. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So, yeah, there's some good wisdom, I mean, some good testimony, what God's doing. And like I said, we asked for prayer about the money for a 401k that it comes to us like it's supposed to, and we be wise with it as God leads in the days we live in. Amen. And we'll pray for Sis Jeanette for healing of her stomach. Any other prayer requests before we go on, brothers and sisters? I know there's much to pray for, all the stuff that people are facing, all the disasters and earthquakes, volcanoes, floods. You can't even number them no more. I mean, these kind of things used to happen once in 100 years, and now it's daily. The birth pains are getting closer, and I know by, you know, having children, I mean, my wife's no more than that, but I mean, having, you know, being part of it is that when the baby's coming. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming. Hallelujah. You know, the thing that's amazing is I shared about what when the Lord will come is when all the, you know, people somewhere will not believe. Isn't that amazing? You think about at that place, that was it. That would be all that's going to believe in the time of grace. You think about that we're getting that close. But by what we see and that what we know what's going on, you can see why, too, clearly. But anyway, any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? I'm going to get a drink here. Sister Erica, we was praying as we're praying for your son. Did he keep his job? I pray he did, or the Lord gave her another job if he didn't. I pray that your son is keeping his job. And sis Jeanette, granddaughter's good and everything, safe from from the Bible camp. I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. That's great. That's good. Praise God. That's another answer to prayer. Amen. That's good to hear, sis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's awesome, too. Boy, y'all bring up them. We have testimonies tonight because our God is good. He's good all the time. All the time. God is good. I would ask you to pray for Watchman on the Wall 88 on YouTube, and his name is Brother Chad, for him and his family as he's praying. All right, amen. Amen. Did she enjoy it? Did she have a good time? I'm sure she did. Hallelujah. Most of the time, Bible camps are good. Amen. That's great to hear, sis. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. A lot of praises tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are part of our lives. Amen. That's awesome. That's good, sis. That's good to hear. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Any other prayer requests? The Brother Benjamin, you make it back in, brother? Hallelujah. I know you was having a battle. We prayed and praying that the Lord made a way for you to be back in here, brother. I know he can, and he's able, because I know the enemy comes against our technology and stuff sometimes. But we have to keep pressing on, and that we don't do it alone. The Lord's with us. So praise God that Brother Benjamin, it looks like he's back in. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate and thank you for the testimony of what you've done in our life and each of our brothers and sisters here and what you're doing, how you watch over and protect us, Lord, and that how you are protecting us and putting us in strategic locations. And protecting us from all that's going on. And we're excited, Lord, that we're looking to be caught up, and to be able to come into your presence, into the light, and into the very halls of heaven. And that we will run and not get weary. And we'll walk and not faint because of what you've done in our lives. We thank you, Father, for that. Praise God. Ah, he left again. Well, Lord, make a way for Brother Benjamin. He's trying. Open the doorway, Lord. Open the chat room for he can get in here before we close out tonight. But bless him. We thank God for him and his family serving here at the Lord's Hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Father, we continue to pray. The world has gone, I mean, the world's crazy. And you know what's all going on. You're in total control. We're very grateful that we have a firm and eternal foundation for the building that God has built, you, Lord, and you did it by your life and blood for us. We're very grateful, Lord. We're very grateful that you have made us an eternal building. You've made us eternal living children, sons and daughters of God, by your power, by your Holy Spirit. We're grateful, Lord, that we have a firm foundation forever, and that we are to fear not with all the winds and storms of life and weather and whatever else, Lord, that we're set and we're staying upon a firm and eternal foundation, you, Lord Jesus, the Rock of Ages. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for what you're showing us in the truth, and others can hear and know. There is no other foundation but you, Lord Jesus. There is no other. You're the only way, the truth, and the life. There is no other. And that you have to have this foundation to have salvation and eternal life. Lord God, we thank you for the night, and we pray, and we're grateful for all the prayers that have been answered, and each one here, and them and their family. I pray you bless them and watch over them. I know you will, Lord, and provide for them and protect them. Because we need you, Lord. We can't face what the enemy throws at us, or even the world throws at us, without you. We're very grateful that you are a strong power, and you're our mighty warrior, and we are victorious, and we've overcome this world because we're not part of this world. You have chosen us out of the world. Absolutely amazing what you have done because of who you are, and that you are our firm and eternal foundation in a building. And the architect of our lives is God. Father, we pray for this brother Chad, Watchman on the Wall 88, as he's going through being tired and weary and needing time with his family. I pray you give him wisdom and strength as he asks in his prayer. Lord God, we pray for Sis Luna and her mom, and for all our family members, that anyone that's taken this thing they call the jab, Father, you would protect her. I pray we use the wisdom you've given us about pine needle tea, and Lord, that we would take heed and pray that these people are protected, and they would call out to you and know they need you, Lord Jesus, and not the things of men, especially the things of the enemy. Lord God, we pray that you would give them wisdom to turn to you and turn from the ways of men. We pray for true salvation and eternal life for our family members, each one that does not know you. We pray for them that they would become part of the family of God, and that we all would meet and have a reunion in heaven, praise God, as they cried out to Jesus and know that you are the only way, the truth, and life, and the only one that can save them. There is no other. There is no hope. There is no life without you, Lord Jesus. You're the foundation of life. And I pray that each one, our family members, would know this. Lord, we pray now for Sis Jeanette, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her stomach and heal and settle her stomach in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, we cry out to you that you are the healer. We pray you would touch your daughter and settle and heal her stomach in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We all agree in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, by your mercy and love for her, that you would touch her and she become a walking testimony of more of a walking testimony of what God has done, just like we, that you have already done things in our life. We're grateful for watching over protecting our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And God, we love them so much as you love each one of us, that we would have none of them perish but come to repentance, coming to know the truth and not believe the lies of this world and the fallen one, but understand that they need to be set free from him. And they need Jesus for salvation and eternal life. Lord, we just pray. Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for your word and your truth. We thank you for the fellowship, how much we need each other. And Lord, we're grateful for your love, mercy, and grace most of all. Hallelujah, and praise you, Lord. You love us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is your word and your promises. And as Jesus is our firm in eternal salvation, foundation, that we're looking for him, our blessed hope, our glorious Savior and King, Jesus, coming for us, that we be caught up and come in your presence. We give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Sister Jeanette will come and finish up tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like a song about being humble. Take all of me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there she is.
You're so good. Absolutely good, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay,
all the
brother.
Time.
I'm going to start.
All right.
All the
sis,
time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All of my hope is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me. All of my hope is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me. Take all of me. Take all of me. is in you. Jesus Christ, take my life, take all of me. I love you so, and I give all my heart to say I need you so. My everything. Hello.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Like the angels singing, praise God. The Lord has anointed you to sing such beautiful songs to him. Amen. Encourage us too. And the Spirit moves when you sing those beautiful songs, those words and notes. Hallelujah. All glory to
yes,
Jesus.
Every time you
Amen.
Say, I love you, Lord. He's
Amen.
Always in your heart, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Love Jesus.
Hallelujah. You'll be able to run to him and arms wide open.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You.
All right. Well, thank you, sis, again for serving the Lord. And, you know, who knows, Wilson, you know, Lord willing, we'll be here next week sharing something. If not, we'll be in heaven. Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo-hoo.
What
Amen.
A day that will be.
Yes, there will be. It'll be exciting. It's amazing how God fits, you know, what he's saying to us. That Isaiah 40, 30 and 31 fits perfectly, talking about how it is on earth and the flesh. And but in 31, that's going to heaven and living in heaven.
Amen.
That's what that is. Amen. All right. Thank you, sis. Bless you and your family. I hope your stomach's
Bless
feeling
you
better.
Too, brother.
All
love
right.
You all.
We love you and send our prayers that way to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Shalom. Good
night.
Good night.
Shalom. Amen.
Amen. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. Another wonderful night. We come together in the presence of our Lord, and he never disappoints, does he? He always has something good for us to encourage us, all that we face during the week, and that we can make it through. Well, I thank God for each one of you and bless each one. May the Lord bless you and watch over you. May his face shine upon you and his shalom be upon you. And we say shalom and good night to each one. Bless y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.